Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey everyone out there, this is Dr. Pam Peek, and today I'm flying solo as Michelle is off getting awards for all the amazing things she does. And do I have an incredible guest for you. Can you say that you can easily just accept change? How do you say yes to change? Well, Dr. Joan Borsenko, one of my dearest friends for I'm not going to tell you how many years, we'll just let it go at that, a hint, over 20, is a distinguished pioneer in integrative medicine, world-renowned expert in the mind-body connection, a psychologist with a doctorate in cell biology from Harvard Medical School. You know what she does? She synthesizes cutting-edge, I'll forget it, bleeding-edge science with a deep humanity. That's what makes her so amazing. She's also the founder and president of Mind-Body Health Sciences in Boulder, Colorado. She's written 15 books and is a New York Times best-selling author. Dr. Borsenko, oh hell, Joan, welcome to Her Radio. We're just so happy to have you on and to talk about what's in your book, Saying Yes to Change, when life is so constantly changing and evolving, sometimes for the better, for the worse. How do we embrace that?
Pam, first of all, I'm thrilled to be here with you. You know, to talk with a good friend, that's the best. And to talk about change is terrific, because I saw you in Nashville, where we were both speaking just last week, and told you my husband, who wrote the book Saying Yes to Change, and I are in the middle of a big change ourselves, and that is moving out of a home we've been in for 22 years in Boulder and moving to Santa Fe. And it's a good thing that we wrote the book called Saying Yes to Change and another book on resilience, because we've had to use everything in it.
Well, go through that together. You know, people out there, you know, Joni, people out there are just, oh gosh, change can sometimes paralyze you. It's really difficult for so many people. So give us some tips here. How do you say yes to change?
Okay. There are a few tips that are very, very important. And the first is you have to understand the map of the territory of change. And you also have to understand that the change you initiate yourself is very different from change that happens to you. For example, a financial loss or the death of a loved one or finding out that you're ill. So we need to look at both of those. Let's start with the latter. And that is unexpected change that you don't want that comes to you anyhow. And all of a sudden, what happens? I'll tell you, you know, I had a patient once, Pam, who came in to see me to learn some stress reduction techniques. She'd just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And she looked me in the eye and she said, "Dr. Joan, I've got to tell you that I've already died from this disease. I've died to who I was, and the trouble is I don't know who I am anymore or who I'm going to be."
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And this is how people feel. And then often, if you feel that way, you feel like a victim. However, you don't have to. The first thing is you need a strong context to deal with change. So I said, you know, everything in life, all change is a rite of passage. First, something happens that separates you from everything you know, which in your case was getting cancer. The second phase of change is the time between no longer and not yet. That's technically called the liminal period. Limen means threshold in Latin.
Yeah.
And this is the time everybody hates the most, because it's the unknown, Pam. You don't
know so scary.
Where you're going to go.
Ugh.
It's scary, and so we're going to come back to that, because it's also the place where Women of wisdom learn more than at any other time in their life. You learn who your allies are, what mentoring you need, who your enemies are. You're faced with peeling away stuff that drains your energy and increasing things that help you get more energy. And really,
it sounds like it takes you right down to the core, right down to your inner core.
Absolutely. Wow. It really is. It takes you down to the bone in that phase. And you need some skills of fearlessness that we'll go into later to deal with the unknown, because we're never taught in our society what comfortable with the unknown is. And if you try to rush through this phase too fast, you sure change yourself. But when you do come through this phase, as that woman with breast cancer did, what she found in the liminal phase was, you know, she wanted to change her life. There was a lot of stuff in her life that really didn't suit her. But, you know, sometimes we don't make those changes. We might be staying with a mate that, for whatever reason, the match is not good, and it's an assignment more than an alignment, and we need to get out of that relationship.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I just say that again? It's an assignment rather than an alignment. Could all of our listeners just write that one down? You know, if you have relationships that are assignments rather than alignment, oh my gosh, that is just, that's powerful. Just a few little words like that could just kind of hit really close to home. Yeah, that was great. All right.
Well, they can, and you should ask that about your friends. You know, does it feel like one more thing to do that's weighing you down? Or is it beneficial, harmonious relationship where both people are growing and giving energy and spiraling up together, not down?
Well, you know, Joni, one of the things I've been listening to is you've been, you know, telling us practical solutions to help people overcome their issues with change is the fact that this can be, when these unexpected changes happen, sometimes really funky ones, it's a wake-up call. It's an awakening. Something, you know, when I write my books, I love to make up words. I know you do, too. It's one of the things we authors do. And one of my favorite words that I made up is an epiphany. That is, you know, it's an wake-up. It's a wake-up call that's all about me. It's an epiphany about me. Epiphany. And so you sit there and you say, wait, wow, what's going on? Here's another one. Charles Darwin said that it's not the smartest who survive, it's not the strongest who survive, it's those who can adapt and adjust who survive. And when you mentioned stress resilience, that's what it's all about. So let's take a woman out there who's not feeling particularly resilient. How does she buff up that resilience, Joni?
Okay. Now, resilience, to me, the greatest teacher of resilience was Viktor Frankl, who wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning.
Talk about
unwanted change. He ended up not in just one, but transferred to four different Nazi death camps. And Frankl was a psychiatrist, and he really asked the question, how come some people die in here really fast? Their immune system goes south, or, you know, they have rapid cardiac death, but they don't make it. And how come others can really hang in there and they're resilient? And this has been studied really carefully for people, corporations, for abused kids, for people who are sick across the board.
So Joni, we're gonna be wrapping up in a second. I want to make sure, just one quick tip for that stress resilience.
One quick tip is be realistic. Unfounded optimism sinks the ship. Be optimistic.
You got
Have
it.
Faith in the universe
right.
and make sure that you get support from your friends.
Perfect. You're listening to Dr. Joan Borsenko, the author of Saying Yes to Change. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Listen to her radio and all of the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.